The debate surrounding transgender girls participating in school sports continues to play out in the national spotlight. In North Dakota today, for example, the Senate there amended a bill to ban transgender girls from playing high school sports. Lawmakers passed the amendment, which allows for more study on the issue.
And meanwhile, in South Dakota, Republican Governor Kristi Noem vetoed a similar bill after members of the House overwhelmingly voted against her proposed changes. Members of the State House discussed a potential override all day, which required a two-thirds majority vote from both chambers. But that override failed by two votes, and both the House and Senate adjourned for the 2021 legislative session. But less than an hour later, the governor introduced some new executive orders.
News Nation's Ashley Ketch is following all of the developments, and Ashley, a lot going on here, to say the least.
Yeah, guys, this is just some of the latest that we are seeing in these bills being considered all over the nation. It comes as Mississippi, Tennessee, and Arkansas just put their laws on the books banning transgender women from competing in women's sports. People in favor of the transgender athlete ban say it would be unfair to have females compete against transgender females, while those against the ban say transgender youth want to be a part of a team where they feel like they belong. The national debate over transgender teens and high school sports ramping up again. Lawmakers in more than a dozen state legislatures are working on bills that target transgender students.
Anger, sadness, frustration, exhaustion.
This is how Debbie Jackson is feeling now that lawmakers are proposing measures that could prevent trans teens like her daughter Avery from competing in high school sports. Transgender advocates call the efforts in Kansas and Missouri a manufactured crisis to drum up votes.
Trans kids have not taken over girls' sports. Boys are not pretending to be girls to participate in sports.
State Representative Chuck Basie is behind a Missouri proposal that would require transgender students to play sports on the team that reflects the sex on their birth certificate.
But I have gotten dozens of phone calls and emails from mainly mothers that are very concerned about this happening to their daughter.
Earlier this month, a Missouri dad's testimony went viral after he made this emotional plea to lawmakers.
I need you to understand that this language, if it becomes law, will have real effects on real people. It will affect my daughter. It will mean she cannot play on the girls' volleyball team or dance squad or tennis team. I ask you, please don't take that away from my daughter or the countless others like her who are out there. Let them have their childhoods. Let them be who they are.
Republican governors in both Mississippi and Arkansas signed transgender sports bans this year. The issue also getting the attention of people in South Dakota. Today, things took a turn when Governor Kristi Noem vetoed a similar bill after members of the House overwhelmingly voted against her proposed changes, among them the removal of college sports from the measure. Less than an hour after the override failed, Governor Noem introduced and signed two executive orders to address the issue, one to, quote, protect fairness in K through 12 athletics, and another to do so in college athletics. And the governor plans to schedule a special legislative session in late May or early June to address the issues. Meanwhile, Olympic gold medalist and National Women's Soccer League star Megan Rapinoe wrote an opinion piece for the Washington Post on the topic. In it, she called these bills some of the most intense political assault on LGBTQ people in recent years, adding they try to solve a problem that doesn't exist. Nicole?